Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two, masses of key news and information on the military, on the police state, on the economy, on UN takeovers of domestic operations here in the U.S. You think the feds are federalizing your local communities? What about the globalists internationalizing our federal government? And it's dictatorial and authoritative and completely eugenics-based. But I wanted to finish up with my discussion with Eric. If you just joined us, he was saying, I've heard homogenization is bad with milk. Well, yeah, it's not even really milk. It's boiled milk. It's kind of like if you churn milk, you get butter. It's not milk, it's butter. Or if you let milk sour, it's not milk. It's yogurt or it's buttermilk. They change it. It's for the last 60, 70 years as they phased it in, we haven't been getting real milk. And every major medical doctor out there that's looked at it has said that natural, healthy, fresh milk has its own antibiotics in it. It's alive. It's got healthy bacteria. It's got just all sorts of key nutrients, and they destroy it by boiling it. And big agribusiness wanted to shut down all the small dairies and force everybody to buy their homogenized stuff, where these bloated cows with their bloated udders can be given all these drugs, and it's full of blood and pus and everything else. And then the caller said, so, okay, I can't get real milk. And I didn't really correct him because I was busy ranting. It's hard to get real milk because it was becoming so popular again and legal and lawful that they've nickel and dimed and harassed and SWAT team people. And most states have laws. Well, if you're part of a private club, this is real popular in Austin and surrounding areas. People have dairy cows. They're really healthy. And if a little bit of cow manure gets in there, you got to flush and dump the whole batch. So they're in there. It's very clean. The cows aren't on drugs. They've got to make it clean, because if they make you sick, they're then liable. But instead, they just give you rotten milk that's been boiled. And so they're trying to stop you. But the answer is, they try to stop you from getting organic, buy nothing but organic. They try to stop you from labeling GMOs as the feds are doing. It's still private companies can tell you it's non-GMO. You've got to vote with your dollars now. We're really winning a lot of victories against this. That's why they're coming in trying to really bum rush us and overwhelm us, because they're starting to lose. So, yes, you were calling from New York. I'll guarantee you, you can find fresh, raw milk. And then you can look on Angie's List and Craigslist and different consumer rating areas and find out who's got the best and freshest. But the minute they were to – besides, let's say they sold you some bad milk, which I've never heard of, because they're held to a higher standard – it would be sour. You would know it was bad. What do you think sour milk is? It's yogurt. I mean, this is ridiculous. All right, I'm ranting. Let's talk to John in Illinois. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Wow. I've been listening to you way before PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars, and I just want to say God bless you. I've been praying for you and your family and your safety.
So you've been listening 15 years, because InfoWars is over 13.
I don't mean to overstep you there, but I've been a first-time caller, so I'm kind of nervous. I thank you for your research and your life and your time with everything you've been doing. I'm a Christian up in Illinois, plus I'm an artist, so it's kind of anathema because I'm with a lot of secular people in Chicago. Let me tell you something, what's going on. Visually, immigration, number one, I've seen my neighborhood in one of my towns here in 7 years quadruple. Because I'm an artist, I'm very detailed, I notice everything. Quadruple in front of me in 6 years. Prices have gone up about 280% everywhere across the board.
Stay there and recap and go through your report when we've got time on the other side, John. We have the numbers. More than half the people in L.A. County Jail are illegal aliens committing hardcore crimes. We know the states are going bankrupt. We know. And then you get Obama's aunt saying, look, I'm illegal. I get three welfare checks. You owe it to me. Sit down and shut up, sucker. We'll be right back. Stay there, John, and Brian, Steve, Ed, Mike, and others.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food. And a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're taking your phone calls. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, big news blitz and then more calls. In the third hour, we have former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. He's really going public right now, speaking about the police state that's unfolding here in the United States. So he'll be joining us. But right now, going back to John in Illinois, he's saying that in the town he lives in, he's seen the effects of illegal immigration. Please continue and recap what you were saying, John.
Yeah, Alex. Where I live up here in Illinois, I literally couldn't help it. I have a shop in the studio, and I'm an artist. I'm actually surviving still in this economy. And my prices have dropped 35 to 60%, depending on the work, within 2 years. I've seen so much as a business owner slash now unemployed happen to the blue-collar, I will say this, white Caucasian middle-class, lower-middle-class population. There must be, within a subdivision of 500 homes, I bet you there's 220 of them foreclosed, and 100 of them are probably makeshift, you know, what I call junkie houses. But the population, the immigrants, it blew me away. I first learned when I went to an emergency room by the house how I had to show proof of identification insurance, and I would say 60% of the people in there waiting were minorities that didn't have any ID. I thought it was, for a long time, I didn't want to see it.
And this is unspoken unspoken discrimination. I told the story when my finger was hacked off and I had insurance and they said, you just go sit and wait, and illegals, no ID. It was like they were God. And the government tells them, hey, you're owed this. Just like Obama's aunt said. She said, I get everything free. That's the way it is. And you owe it all to me. I came illegally and I'm on three forms of welfare. And it's so incredible. But for those that just joined us, go over the numbers again of how much bigger your town's gotten.
Within 6 years, so it takes us back to 2004. I had a car accident, so I had a lot of time on my hands also to look around. I have to tell you, I counted the houses that sold from white people to minorities. Not that I'm prejudiced, it's just the way, so how we got to describe it. Literally quadrupled, if not, I don't know what you call, hexquipled or whatever. Literally four families, three families to a home. My eyes don't lie. You know, things don't lie in front of my face. I'm a very detailed
person.
That's
another thing. The zoning groups only go after citizens, and whether they're black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, and then allow the illegals, whether they're Eastern European, African, Asian, or Latin American predominantly, to do whatever they want. And I know major apartment managers, two different ones, who've been told, you let the illegals have as many people as they want. The federal government is giving us funds. We are now partially tax exempt, but we've been told by the feds, help the illegals. And then I have an AP article where, what was it, 4 years ago, where banking heads of major banks said, yes, we give housing loans to illegals that we don't give to citizens. You go to Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all they got to show is a consul matricula that you can literally get out of a Cracker Jack box. And they're give, but citizens are run to the ringer.
Oh, yeah. I have a student loan, and I have been deferring it because of unemployment. And it's very, very high. I mean, it's as cost as, like, you can buy a Corvette with what I owe. Six bankers exchanged hands and rebought my loan over and over again and dropped all the benefits I had from the Stanford loans. And I'm literally under the thumb when I was above the thumb within the last 2.5 years.
And by the way, that's fraud. Just like J.P. Morgan's now been found guilty of repossessing houses they didn't even own, or houses that people did owe. They were just cheating them. When they do that, depending on which loan you look at with the student loans, but I've read the reports on it, they're not allowed to take your benefits that were built into that away. But they just do it. They just do it. I mean, they're not supposed to take 6 million dead and dying veterans benefits, but they're just taking it. They're just doing it. Because if you're an American, you've got a big crosshair on you that says open season.
They added a 0.25%, 0.75% more interest rate where I actually brought it down on a payment program. They actually added it to both sides of the loan. See, I have two loans, and one loan's not interest, and one loan is. And they
you got to do what the illegals do. Just walk away from it all. They're now illegally coast to coast putting people in jail for unpaid debts, but that's being overturned in court. And, you know, the answer is walk away. The banks made it all up out of nothing. They take the interest money you give them and literally fund the destruction of the country. I mean, you may want to keep your credit. I'm not telling you what to do. I would walk away from that, or I would sue them. I mean, you could find a lot of lawyers and law firms that if they violated the rules and your rights, you can go after them.
I have one more thing. I'm a gun owner, too. I don't know if anyone's kept track of what's going on because, you know, I live in Illinois. I think it's like the corrupt green machine.
Lord Emanuel ruling you soon.
Well, yeah, he will be soon. Daly's out. He's retiring. This is the one thing. I've been keeping track of my ammo. The ammunition 12 months ago for 22LR was 2 cents. It's now 8 cents on the average.
That's a quadrupling in prices.
I'm telling you, they're getting it. They're gonna find an economical way, the economy, within the economy to get the guns is all I can say before an uprising happens, because they're just taxing me to death. And as an ex-business owner, if I pay taxes four times a year, and if I tell you, if my last name was Hernandez, I would probably have not a problem. And that's kind of sad.
Well, the globalists aren't going to stop till they bankrupt you, so let's not let them do it, John. Let's talk to Brian in California. Brian, you're on the air.
Joe, how are you?
Good.
How are you doing? Listen, I'd just like to thank you for giving me the courage to put words to all of the stuff that I've been feeling surrounding the globalism that's taking place and the destruction of this beautiful country.
No, I mean, globalism is a gang of corporate pirates robbing you seven ways to Sunday and pushing a bunch of fancy propaganda on you of why they're doing it.
Absolutely, and I don't know if you can tell from the accent, but my home country is Ireland, and I came here legally, mind you. I won a green card in the lottery. I was able to set up a business. Doors just open here in this country if you want to work. And I was able to build a very successful business, which unfortunately isn't doing so good now because of the economy. But I was able
but
to.
But wait a minute,
here.
Wait a minute, Brian. The news media says the recession ended 15 months ago and everything's great.
Yeah. If you want to walk around with a bag over your head, that's right. I don't even own a TV.
Let me give you an example. You've got major radio networks like Clear Channel and others declaring bankruptcy. You've got all these other media companies. My audience has tripled, but our revenue is way down. Now, what does that tell you? Your audience has tripled, but your revenue is down. The economy is in free fall. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. But, you know, with all the regulations that you have in Europe and particularly in Ireland to set up a business there, you just can't do it. And that's what people don't understand. This country, you said it was kind of flawed, it wasn't perfect. It's still the best deal that we have. And as an Irishman living here for 15 years who came out of a socialist environment where everybody is just feeding off the teat, as you've said, this is the best deal that we have.
And that's also, and we know what's happening. It's being replaced with the collectivist government mafia-run system. We are becoming Ireland. We are becoming Germany. We are becoming England. And we know it stinks.
Absolutely. And the other thing that people got to get wise to is that in Ireland in the 80s, we had the British call it the Troubles. Now, you look at the way that the British ran Northern Ireland in the 80s, and that's what's coming here.
No, exactly. Checkpoints being searched, citizen spies. That's what's all over the news now, the exact same system. And it was the British, and of course, I'm Welsh, I'm not bashing English people like when I bash China and its government. I'm not bashing Chinese, the media, or I bash corrupt Israel, doing things. I'm not bashing Jews, but it's these corrupt governments. The British invented concentration camps. That's the model then that we use on reservations for Native Americans, and that's on record. In fact, Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in a British concentration camp. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is they even had elected, democratically elected members of parliament that weren't allowed to even speak. People like Gerry Adams, they weren't even allowed to let them speak on TV. So that's what's coming around the pike. Now,
I just saw several articles out of Europe where they're banning the conservative parties that are winning, the, quote, anti-immigration parties, because their countries are going bankrupt. They're banning them and saying, you may have been elected, but we're not going to let you vote in the government or put you on TV. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I have is, and this is what people come up to me all the time when I talk about, and again, I've gotten a huge amount of information from your websites regarding 9/11, and I had a question for you because people come up to me all the time and they ask me this question. They say, okay, so you have controlled demolitions on buildings 1 and 2 and 7. You have the Pentagon. You have all of this. So with the amount of people that it must have taken to orchestrate this, how has nobody come out and sort of said, listen, by the way, inside job, you know, I was involved in the demolition team. I was involved with a part of the thing. It must have taken a huge amount of people to orchestrate this. And my question is, do you have any information or insight as to how come nobody's come forward and said, you know, listen, I was involved or this or that or the other. And listen, Alex, I love you, man. Keep fighting the good fight. I watched your video last night on what we've become. And my heart goes out to you and your family. I love you, man, and I hope one day I can shake your hand and meet up with you.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. But you're wanting me to specifically say, where do we have examples of inside whistleblowers for 9/11?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about, like, the demolition team that it must have taken to wire those two buildings and Building 7, the people that were picking up the pieces outside the Pentagon in Shanksburg, Pennsylvania, all the people who are involved in that, somebody must have come forward and said, listen, you know what, this thing's to high heaven.
I appreciate your call. I'll go over that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from stress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Just to clarify what I was saying during the last segment, I had a feeling I might have been wrong, so we looked it up, and I was partially wrong. I remember a few months ago listening to news radio, they were saying, coming up, Clear Channel bankruptcy. And then I must have not heard the rest of the report. It was actually Wall Street Journal, Reuters, with the headlines, Clear Channel restructuring inevitable, Moody says. A restructuring of radio broadcaster Clear Channel Communications is inevitable. It was private equity owners Bain Capital and Thomas H. Lee Partners may try to delay it as long as possible, Moody's Investor Service said in a report. That was back from February. And here's Wall Street Journal. Citadel files for bankruptcy, another big radio outfit amid harsh radio climate. And, of course, Clear Channel is the best company out there, the best run, the biggest. They'll probably, at the end of the day, be the only thing standing, but they may have to do bankruptcy restructuring. And that was the point I was trying to make, is this radio show is not the Clear Channel. It's independent with Genesis Communications. Imagine a show, because the rest of radio is pretty much flat, a radio show that triples the amount of AM and FM and internet listeners. I mean, triples. Alexa ratings tripling on the internet. Everything tripling. And revenues way down. And just funding our little mom-and-pop operation. I mean, that tells you how bad the economy really is. And then when the White House is putting out numbers 2 days ago saying, oh, the recession ended in June of last year, 15 months ago, it's a lie. And if radio, one of the best sectors in media, according to the breakdowns I've seen, still is in bad shape, can you imagine print media? Well, it's going belly up, bankruptcies every day. And cable news, their viewerships every time a report comes out. In fact, I had one yesterday. Will you guys search the term cable news ratings or TV broadcast ratings way down? I mean, they're losing viewers. Cable subscriptions are way down. I mean, you've seen all those numbers. The point is, this economy is in shambles. And anybody that tells you that it isn't is a liar. Okay, when the very best radio companies out there, the biggest, the best run, are struggling, and others are going bankrupt everywhere, what does that tell you? If Moody's is saying that they think that the owners of Clear Channel are going to have to restructure in some type of bankruptcy, I mean, that's scary, ladies and gentlemen. That's scary. And when you take something like Clear Channel that has shows like Limbaugh, 22 million listeners conservatively every few days, Coast to Coast AM, 16 million plus listeners, all those other shows they've got. That's the only place in the media where you have big, giant, mega, old-fashioned audiences like television used to have in the past. I mean, you know, being on Nightline like I was 2 weeks ago is not what it was 20 years ago. In fact, there's a headline they just found on it. Evening news ratings, 2009-2010 season. And then it goes into how they've lost a combined 739,000 total viewers, and 338,000 out of the key ages 25 to 54 viewers. And so, yeah, Glenn Beck's lost a lot of viewers, but he's still got, you know, 2.5 million or so. CNN's top shows, 800, 900,000. It's a joke. All right, I'm now ranting on an issue that I didn't mean to get into. It's a side issue. I just wanted to clarify it. Clear Channel has not declared bankruptcy. The media is speculating on it. Okay, I want to continue with some more calls for those that are patiently holding. I want to get to Steve, Ed, Mike, Luke, Nick. But after I finish with that little group of callers, I'm going to get into our top story today that I mentioned at the start of the broadcast that wasn't yet completed. It's by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. It is up on prisonplanet.com, and it'll be going up on Infowars.com in the next few minutes with Kurt Nemo posting it. Will Obama force America to absorb a terror attack to save his presidency? And remember the quote, Robert Shapiro? Remember what he said? The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. So after we take calls, I'm going to get into that here in just a moment ahead of the former governor joining us, Gary Johnson. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about an article on InfoWars about Denver being the next place to watch for homegrown terrorism. I think there's really something to that, because there's a lot of weird stuff going on lately, like a lot of military activity. I've seen almost every other day, like...
Well, NORTHCOM is based right down the road at Colorado Springs. They've done a lot of their drills there. The CFR has said they believe that's the next place Al-Qaeda will strike. Of course, they're Al-Qaeda, so they should know.
Exactly. And check this out. There's a lot of military helicopters flying around, a lot of jets. The other day I saw on the freeway semis with tanks on the back. I don't know how much, you know, how important that is, but just off the highway in the train yard down below, there's a bunch of trains with tanks on the back. It's really weird, like they're shipping in all these tanks and stuff.
All right, stay there. I want you to finish up what you're seeing on the ground and then go into the fact that Colorado is the real capital of the United States. So it's designated as the capital. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live. I want to get into our top story here in just a few minutes. Dealing with Obama, will he play the terror card? But going back to Steve here in just a moment, we're going to talk about Denver and one of the biggest public secrets. I mean, it's available, it's admitted, but most people don't know this. Denver, Colorado Springs, and the surrounding area. Before I go any further, we are in the business of waking people up. And my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, breaks down the eugenics master plan. You know world government's real. They're now out in the open. You know it's run by private megabanks. But what's their end game? What do they plan on doing once they're in full control? All of their poisoning of the food, the water, the vaccines, the atmosphere, their weather modification, all of it is just the beginning. This three-hour film, the film's almost 3 hours. The extras are 40-something minutes, so it's well over 3 hours of total material. Made this 3.5 years ago. I believe it's my most powerful film. Four copies, $19.95. Four hardcover expanded DVDs, $19.95. We're going to run this special for 2 weeks. We did this with the Obama deception and a few other films. I'm now doing it with this film. They want you dead. For the New World Order, a world government is just the beginning. This is a seminal film that everyone should see. Get it. Give it to everyone you know. They're more apt to watch it in a nice color cover shrink-wrapped. show, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We've added a lot of new items and books and videos and materials at the online store at Infowars.com. T-shirts, ball caps, wristbands, ballpoint pens, basically at cost. You can give them out to friends and family. Citizen rule books are added to every order. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And lastly, we're going to run this for about another week or less. Get a copy of The Obama Deception, the seminal film shattering the left-right paradigm, documenting when he was only in office a month and a half what Obama was really going to do. This film is more important now because it's all come true. People see this and say this was released in early March of 2009. Oh, yeah, I started making it the day he was elected. I actually knew he was going to be elected, started a few weeks before. But you get that in 1995, get a free copy of Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. American Conspiracies. And it's got 14 different chapters. The secret plan to end American freedom, the Wall Street conspiracy, what really happened on 9/11, the stolen elections of 2004, your government dealing drugs, October surprise, the Jonestown massacre, Watergate revisited, how they set up Nixon through the CIA, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King, the assassination of Malcolm X, the Kennedy assassination, biggest cover-up of my lifetime, the big money plot to overthrow FDR, that was the Nazi plan with the Bushes, the first not lone nut, John Wilkes Booth. $24.95 value, free when you get The Obama Deception. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchases make this radio broadcast and everything we do here possible. So thank you all for your support. We also posted a new 30-minute breakdown video where I get into what humans really are, what our destiny truly is, that a lot of people think is extremely informative. I certainly think it is. That's up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. Okay. Finishing up briefly with Steve, they set up continuity of government with the National Security Act in 47, allowed tens of trillions of dollars since then to go into private slush funds controlled by U.S. intelligence agencies, the CIA, and others. And accelerating under Nixon, and then Ford, and then the establishment of FEMA by Jimmy Carter, and then Reagan, Clinton, George W. Bush, and now Obama. It's seamless continuation. Now they're in the open saying Brigade Homeland. They want 400,000, or to be technical, 379,000 troops. Guys, pull up Brigade Homeland. 400,000 troops is the headline, but it's actually 370-something. I want to get that number exact. We do this as a process here now on air neurotically to make sure everything I'm saying is accurate. And as you see, sometimes it's not. My memory's not what it used to be. It used to be totally photographic. Now it's not. It's like becoming blind or something. 379,000 troops is Brigade Homeland. Anyways, first it was going to be 4,000 one brigade. Then it was going to be 80,000. Then 120,000. And now it's up to almost 400,000 if they want domestically to patrol. And so during a crisis, during a war, during a nuclear attack, Colorado is an armored fortress. It's also targeted by Russian nukes and Chinese to be the true seat of government under COG, continuity of government. And they have more drills there for anti-terror than any other place I've seen, and a lot of COINTELPRO government operations going on there. Steve, finish up your point.
Okay, so basically what I've been seeing, a lot of jets flying fairly low. I may have even seen a C-130. I can't be sure. A lot of tanks being shipped in, stuff like that. Throughout the summer, almost no chemtrails, crystal clear skies. Basically just a lot of suspicious things. And with, all whatever they got over at DIA and all their underground stuff going on, who knows, it could be the next false flag. I mean, I'm not really sure what to think about all this stuff. It's just really strange, all the military activity going on.
Well, it certainly is. And, I mean, did you know that you live in the designated emergency capital of the United States?
Yeah, with what is that? Is that NORAD in the underneath the mountain?
Well, NORAD's part of it, but it's overall NORTHCOM.
NORTHCOM. Well, I hear, I mean, they could, this could be, I think, in my opinion, this the false flag here, because I mean I've heard you say that. I mean, one of the first things they could attack is our own military, and this is a huge military state. You know,
you're absolutely right. This is I appreciate your call. This is driving me crazy. I'm searching myself right now. Let me try 400,000 troops to be deployed in U.S. To be deployed in U.S. Let me see if that brings it up. This is driving me crazy. I found Stars and Stripes and Army Times talking about Brigade Homeland. It was actually a Nation article that reported on it. This is driving me crazy. Call Paul Watson. He'll be able to pull it up because I can't do it while I'm live on air here. Hold on. I'm going to get the exact headline. I've got to be able to do this. Come on. Exact headline. I believe it's Pentagon wants 400,000 troops to be deployed domestically. Pentagon announces plan to deploy 400,000 troops in U.S. That's the headline, guys. I believe that's very close. Pentagon announces plan or wants to deploy 400,000 troops in U.S. And the actual number is 379,000. Now, that's not it. That's a border security thing. That's just a few thousand. That's window dressing. Call Watson. He'll be able to get it. Thank you. I've got to have it. I've absolutely got to have it. All right, good. I get obsessed with this Google stuff, especially when I can't find something. But speaking of Brigade Homeland and how we've been absorbed by the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about that's run by the scientific dictatorship, will Obama force America to absorb a terror attack to save his presidency? And now I'm going to go over this article. They did find it. It was the Progressive. The Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the United States. And if you'll blow it up for me on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we will see if I'm right. Yeah, they said they're getting rid of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. And if you scroll down, it will say 379,000. Yep, I was right. Taken together, the reserve units would amount to more than 379,000 military personnel in thousands of communities across the United States. Boom. Got it right. Okay. Paul Stockton, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Security, made that announcement. So there you go. I was correct. I've never been a very obsessive compulsive person, but I'm starting to get that way about these Google searches. Good job finding that. Were you able to find it or did Watson get it? Marley did it. Good job. She's the sole female here in the production crew, doing a great job. Also my sister. Good to have my sister here on the crew. Slotting her for her cell in the FEMA camp. After they've tortured her for years, she'll get up on the air and announce that she is the Tooth Fairy. Gallows humor, my dear. Gallows humor. Okay, let me get back to this article. And this is so serious. Will Obama force America to absorb a terror attack to save his presidency? Ominous words suggest desperate administration could turn to false flag in bid to crush resistance against big government. I mean, this is a revolution of corporate interest. And just like empires of old would destroy entire nations or civilizations to get power, the globalists are the same. They enjoy it, actually. He's just the latest puppet. President Obama's ominous claim that America can absorb a terror attack, announced yesterday, will have many fearing that staging some kind of false flag event will be the only way the government can overturn the massive resistance to big government that has grown exponentially since Obama took office. During an interview with journalist Bob Woodward, who's a government spokesperson, the president said, "We can absorb a terrorist attack We'll do everything we can to prevent it. But even a 9/11, even the biggest attack ever, we absorbed it and got stronger. You mean the globalists got stronger out of staging it. However, the only thing that was made stronger by 9/11 was the federal government's power to harass, shake down, and spy on the American people, as was exemplified yet again recently when Pennsylvania's Office of Homeland Security was caught conducting surveillance on peaceful protest groups with the aid of the Israeli security company, who listed Second Amendment groups, amongst others, as terrorists. Given how both Bush and Clinton before him exploited terror attacks on U.S. soil to boost the flagging political agenda, we should be wary of Obama and his masters making good use of their own October surprise to counter record low approval ratings for Congress. Remember, it was Pennsylvania, too, watching thousands of kids at home with the government-issued laptops. And then the court ruled, we can watch you at home without telling you. Now it's freedom. Well, I'll tell you, Pennsylvania's bad news. Doing it in Ohio, too. Given how both Bush and Clinton before him exploited terror attacks on U.S. soil to boost their flagging political agendas, we should be wary of Obama and his masters making good use of their own October surprise to counter record low approval figures in Congress on the eve of midterm elections. Talk show hosts such as Michael Savage has long been warned of a Reichstag fire-like event would be concocted to reinvigorate support behind Obama, given that his advisors include such ruthless individuals as Rahm Emanuel, the knife-wielding son of former Israeli terrorist who was involved in the bombing of hotels, marketplaces, as well as other massacres that would be blamed on people, I should add. We will be naive to put anything past these people. Of course. Indeed, it was only 2 months ago that former Clinton advisor Robert Shapiro wrote in the Financial Times of London that the only thing that could save Obama's tenuous grip on power was a terror attack on the scale of Oklahoma City or 9/11. Let's read that quote. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. Continuing, we don't have teleprompters here, so when I newsread, it's from the article. Shapiro was clearly communicating the necessity for a terror attack to be launched in order to give Obama the popularity to unite the country around his agenda in the name of fighting terrorists, and then complete all the government grab health care, all the police state, the naked body scanners. They got to get all that through. And while you're busy after a city gets nuked or planes fly into buildings, they'll be able to ram through, taking over the family farms, you know, doing all this. Shapiro was clearly communicating the necessity for a terror attack to be launched in order to give Obama the opportunity to unite the country around his agenda in the name of fighting terrorists, just as President Bush did in the aftermath of 9/11, with approval rating shot up from around 50 points to over 80. Similarly, Bill Clinton was able to extinguish an anti-incumbent rebellion, which was brewing in the mid-1990s, actually an anti-UN pro-states rights movement, by exploiting the Oklahoma City bombing to demonize his political enemies as right-wing extremists. As Jack Cashel points out, Clinton descended on the Oklahoma City with an approval rating in the low 40s and left town with a rating above 50 and the Republican Revolution buried in the rubble, also led from within by Newt Gingrich. Only by exploiting a domestic terror attack, which can be blamed on right-wing radicals, or by rallying the country around another war in the Middle East, can Obama hope to reverse the tide of anti-incumbency candidates that threaten to drastically dilute the power monopoly of establishment candidates from both major political parties in Washington. Yeah, a lot of these new candidates are actually anti-New World Order, pro-states rights, which is holy water to a vampire, or sunlight, high noon to a vampire. Shapiro is by no means the first to point out that terror attacks on U.S. soil and indeed anywhere in the world serve only to benefit those in positions of power. During the latter years of the Bush presidency, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld mused with Pentagon top brass, we have links to all this, that shrinking Capitol Hill support for expanding the war on terror could be corrected with the aid of another terror attack. And Rumsfeld's like, let's not talk about, okay, I get you. Lieutenant Colonel Doug Delaney, chair of the War Studies program at the Royal Military College in Kingston, Ontario, told the Toronto Star in 07 that the key to bolstering Western resolve is another terror attack like 9/11 or the London transit bombings of 2 years ago. The same sentiment was also explicitly expressed in a 2005 GOP memo, which yearned for new attacks that would, quote, validate the president's war on terror and restore his image as a leader of the American people. In June of 2007, the chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, Dennis Milligan, said that there needed to be more terror attacks on American soil. for President Bush to begin to regain popular support in America. Using terror or the threat of terror as a political tool has been a routine ploy in recent years, as was acknowledged by former Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge when he admitted he was forced to issue fake terror alerts shortly before elections to influence the outcome. See, you're supposed to forget all this. Admitted fake terror alerts that is a terrorist act itself under the Patriot Act. If I call up and issue a fake terror alert, it's criminal. And if the head of Homeland Security does it, it's criminal. Threatening terror has also been a tactic of some of Obama's biggest supporters in the Democratic Party, people like Senator Gary Hart, who in 2007 wrote a thinly veiled threat to Iranian leaders, pointing out that the U.S. had been involved in numerous stage provocations over the years to achieve political agendas, mentioning specifically the Gulf of Tonkin incident and the sinking of the Maine. Given the documented history of stage false flag events being used to manipulate both domestic and geopolitical affairs, added to the numerous threats of such provocations from several highly respected political operatives, it would be foolish to rule out the notion that the Obama administration may do it. We'll finish up when we come back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
You know, I babbled through that article, but I hope people realize how serious this is when you've got all these Republican and Democratic leaders saying we need terror attacks. And if you've been lied to about everything else, if the Pentagon would make a secret deal 11 years ago with Prudential and others to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans, they'll do anything. When are people going to grow up? And all the so-called conservatives who claim they're part of the Tea Party and want liberty, but you like the over $2 trillion total defense budget every year. Every time I say that, I get emails going, it's $1.1 trillion, not counting all the supplementals and black op funding. It's over $2 trillion. And this military at the leadership position does not speak for the United States. In Army manuals that have been leaked, they teach Army captains who are in special ops how to stage terror attacks. Okay? It's that widespread. This is one of their tools. Hitler and Stalin weren't the only ones that did this. You know the government gets caught lying constantly. You know they've been caught staging terror attacks before. Why are you so naive? And, you know, Michael Savage will come out and says that he believes that Emanuel or Obama will do it, but he doesn't talk about Bush. These people are puppets for the real power structure. The same power structure is in power now that was in power. And the article ends, finishing it, given the documented history of staged false flag events being used to manipulate both domestic and geopolitical affairs, added to the numerous threats of such provocations from several highly respected political operatives, it would be foolish to rule out the notion that the Obama administration could turn to such desperate measures in a last gasp effort to salvage power and demonize its growing legions of political adversaries. And then the article has a giant bibliography where every statement we make is backed up. Please, please get this article, Will Obama Force America to Absorb a Terror Attack to Save His Presidency? Please get this out to everyone. And I'm going to ask listeners, we've been successful to get the number one slot every time until last week. We did it 23 times. The 23rd time, we only got third place in the Google rankings. And I don't want to do this all the time to where when we really need to do it, people don't respond. So if this doesn't hit number one today, I'm going to really cut back on this key tool. But I don't want to cut back on this key tool. It needs to go to number one search term so that hundreds of thousands more conservatively will see this article. And I'm looking at the terms in this article. What should we use to make sure that it's a rare enough search term that it will lead back to our article? Let me think of the best three-word term. Let's search the term Save His Presidency. Please search now. I'll do it during the break and do it over and over again. Send it to number one. This is such a powerful tool we've been using, and we failed last week. Number three was still good. A lot of media picked up on it and wrote stories about it. But number one's what we need. Save His Presidency. Three words. Google search for September 22nd, 2010, Wednesday edition. Save His Presidency. Three words. Save His Presidency. And then on the web and on the news search, it will be number one. Save His Presidency. Please enter that into your search engine at google.com. Three words. Save His Presidency. And that will lead them to our article, Will Obama Force America to Absorb a Terror Attack to Save His Presidency? So we'll search the term Save His Presidency. And if you want to do a secondary to throw it in there, we've done that a lot, Obama terror attack. Secondary search, Obama terror attack. Obama terror attack. Obama terror attack. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.